Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
Yes, it's time for the ETF of the week. And that means it's time for Tom Lydon. Tom is the editor at ETFtrends.com, a site that features both his insights and the insights of his staffers, but it also features all of the news and developments and changes in the exchange-traded fund space. So if you want to learn what he's thinking about, or you want to learn about what's new and different and happening in the fund world, check out ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends, and Tom is on Twitter, where he is at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Your ETF of the week is
the Xtrackers MSCI Eurozone Hedged Equity ETF, ticker symbol DBEZ.
Yes, it's the DBEZ, the Xtrackers MSCI Eurozone Hedged Equity ETF. So the key things in this to me, Eurozone, obviously, puts us in Europe. A week ago, we were talking emerging markets. We've had big run in both emerging markets and Europe, and then hedged equity. So why Europe now, and why hedged equity with this ETF? And then do you want to make it that you have some hedged and some not hedged? So is this a diversification play?
Great question, Chuck. So first of all, we're all excited about the markets hitting new highs in the U.S. and overseas as well. But when you look at the valuations, U.S. markets are expensive. The P.E. ratio being over 20 is, you know, not at historic highs, but it's on the top end of the range. So although most investors that are fully invested are tied and correlated very closely to the S&P 500, that's great. Everybody's happy. However, make sure you look overseas, because not only it's great diversification, but also you've got valuation levels that are more in line with, you know, average periods of time. So, for example, in Europe collectively, with a P of around 15 compared to almost 21 in the U.S., you're actually able to buy stocks cheaper. Now, today, we also were looking at currencies. And currencies, it was pretty difficult over time to actually hedge against currencies valuations. Obviously, if the currency or the euro, and while you're investing in European stocks, goes up in value versus the dollar, you can not only make money in the equities that you're invested in, but there's a currency kicker where you can make even that much more. Now, we had a decline in the dollar for about 8 months. And during that period of time, not only European equities did well, but you had that currency kicker that did pretty well too. We're now at a period where we're probably expected to see a Fed hike in December. We're still seeing some easings with central banks overseas. So we might continue to see decline in currency, or kind of revert back to that longer-term trend that where we saw the dollar appreciating versus foreign currencies. If that's the case, even though you're taking advantage of the valuation in European currencies here, if the dollar appreciates, you're giving some back in that currency translation. So if you're feeling like dollar's going to appreciate, but also the European stocks are going to appreciate, this type of ETF is for you, where it hedges against that currency valuation, especially when the dollar's appreciating. Now, your final point was, how much do you own? If you want to take currency risk out of the equation, and, for example, if you've got an allocation to Europe but it's not currency hedged, take half of that allocation and invest it in this ETF. And what you'll do is you'll have your proper allocation to the stocks that you want for the right reasons. But whether the euro goes up or the dollar goes up, you're not going to be affected because you've got bets on both sides of the fence. Does that make sense?
It does. Next question, of course, would be, is this a 200-day moving average play?
Well, I would say this. For some investors that are buy and hold investors and over time have done a good job not only allocating in the U.S. but allocating overseas, if you've got a long-term allocation in Europe, great. If you plan on keeping that for an extended period of time, fantastic. But hedge the currency by allocating half to a currency hedge strategy. And again, the folks at Deutsche Bank do a great job in providing these opportunities, not just in Europe, but they have opportunities in Asia, emerging markets, and global as well. I think we're going to hear more and more about currency hedging opportunities as we're in a period of time where we're going to see rising interest rates, and we all have to be well-versed in that, and we have to factor that into our investment allocation as well.
Should anybody, if they're considering, okay, I'll put some of my Euro money into the Xtrackers MSCI Eurozone Hedged Equity, and I'll get that diversification, some hedged, some not hedged. Would you ever consider one a permanent play and the other a 200-day moving average play?
Well, it depends on how you are as an investor, Chuck. You know, there are a lot of investors who've done very well over time just buying and holding, whether the market's going up or even running through a bear market. You know, it removes that emotional portion. If you've got cash on the sidelines and you're really thinking about areas to invest, I think there are more opportunities in Europe and in emerging markets than there are in the U.S. right now. But if you're concerned about buying in and going right into a bear market, use that 200-day average as your trigger, that if you buy in and it happens to break below that trend line, get out, go to the safety of money market funds again.
So there you have it, the Xtrackers MSCI Eurozone Hedged Equity ETF. A lot to consider in there for the reasons that Tom laid out. It's ticker symbol DBEZ. Really interesting pick as the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon and ETF Trends. Tom, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon, everybody. He is the editor at ETFTrends.com. Go visit the website. Follow them on Twitter at ETF Trends. And while you're at it, follow Tom, too. He is at Tom Lydon. This was a fun way to start the November 16th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the big interview as the show rolls on right after this message.